Vital vulnerability. What is vulnerability? What does it mean to you? For me, it's about openness and authenticity. It's about going beyond the I'm okay. Vulnerability is vital for good relationships because it is about being known, being really known. Often vulnerability, and I have felt like this about vulnerability in the past, it's seen as failure, it's seen as a weakness. But actually, if vulnerability was a weakness, it wouldn't be so challenging. It can feel like a big thing to let people see beyond the I'm okay, to let people know the reality of how you are, to let them know more of your story. Therefore, vulnerability is a strength. And if it's a strength that you don't feel that strong in at the moment, we can grow in confidence in vulnerability. We can cultivate it and we can work on it. And that's what we're going to talk about how to do now. One of the big barriers to vulnerability and openness is people pleasing. It's the fear of what others might think. It's the desire to be easy, to be straightforward, to not be a burden. Fear of being a burden has actually been one of the main reasons I've kept quiet about the things that I've most needed to talk through and have support in my life. Perhaps you find it easier to be that person supporting others than you do letting others support you. You're not alone in that. I've been there. And it can be really helpful to ask yourself, how does it feel when a friend or a family member seek you for support? How does it feel when you're let beyond what most other people know about them? When they come to you, often it feels like an absolute honor. It feels like a privilege because essentially that's what it is. It is a privilege. It can make you feel really good to know that actually you can do something or you can say something that is supportive that might make a difference to them. So when we are seeking to do that for our friends and family, yet we're not letting them do that for us, they're missing out on what feels often like a privilege. They're missing out on offering you some of that support that you so readily offer them. They're missing out on the warm feeling that comes with that. Now, another one of the challenges is that because it can take such courage and we can build ourselves up to having those conversations where we're saying, you know what, actually, I need this or I feel this. It can take such courage. So when someone maybe doesn't get it or they don't say the right thing or they misunderstand us, it can feel hurtful. It can feel painful. I remember after experiencing postnatal depression, kind of secretly for a while, I took the step to open up to a friend and it felt like a massive thing to do. It felt like a really scary conversation to start. And she's a good friend of mine and she turned and said, "But Anna, think about the good things that you have in your life. You don't need to feel down. Focus on the good things." And whilst gratitude is an amazing practice, actually what I needed was to be acknowledged for what I was feeling. And the temptation then, as it so often is when we feel misunderstood or we take the courage to step out and we don't get what we need, we don't get what we were hoping for, what we were yearning for in return. We can feel like we want to put the walls up, to never go there again. I'm not talking about that again. No one will understand me. No one will get me. No one will be able to give me the support that I need. And I encourage you, if that has been part of your experience, whilst you know that not everyone will understand or know where you're coming from, someone will. And when you have that conversation and that other person comes and they respond with kindness and compassion, and maybe they have or they have not experienced something similar, but they are able to empathize with you and support you through that. So whilst not everyone will be able to give you what you need, some will. So seek those people out. Turn to people who have been historically kind and supportive in your life. And you don't have to tell everyone everything. And I love encouraging small little tests, actually. So imagine that you've got a good friend that you think, actually, if I was to open up to someone, if I was to talk about the truth beyond the I'm okay, or the exterior that maybe other people see, that person might be that person. Maybe the next time they ask you how you are, you just test the waters and you say, yeah, I'm just having a bit of a rough time at the moment. And that might be it for that moment, but it gives you an opportunity to see how they respond, and it might slowly build your confidence up in opening up a little bit further the next time. With vulnerability, we don't need to rip off a plaster. We don't need to force ourselves to bear all, because it is a privilege to be able to hear more of your story. And it takes courage and confidence. And those two things, those two attributes, are things that we can nurture and things that we can grow. They won't come overnight. They will come through those small conversations, those small situations in which we have taken that step of revealing that little bit more, and we have felt safe in doing so. As you begin to take these small opportunities to show up more authentically in your life, it will increase your sense of confidence. For many years, I have felt like an imposter in my own life, because there has always been this little voice in friendship or in relationship that says, if only she knew, if only he knew the truth about those anxieties, if only she knew how you struggled with comparison, then they wouldn't like you, then they wouldn't accept you. And actually, as we start to show up more authentically with more vulnerability, those statements hold less power, because they do know. They do know the reality of your anxiety. They do know how you struggle with these things. So then those feelings of being an imposter, they hold less power. And remember, you are not always going to be the one needing support. The very nature of relationship means that at some point in the future, you will be supporting one of those people again. But actually, perhaps this is your time.